Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. I'm Grant Stinchfield. This is, of course, Stinchfield, brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Look, with the banks collapsing, everything going crazy in the world, why not put your money into gold, at least some of it? My friends over at Midas Gold Group, they are veterans. You can trust them. They can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, one of the biggest issues I think that we face as a nation today is this gender ideology. I call it transgender mania, the androgynation of America, right? I mean, literally, we're taking sexes out of society. They don't want men. They don't want women. And I believe, really, the left is out to androgynize society. And when you look at history, what has happened when you go through history? Well, you go back to ancient Greece, ancient Rome. The androgenization of those societies led to the collapse of those societies. All you have to do, and I've said this before, is look at the statues, okay? Ancient Greece, ancient Rome, you got these big, strong, hulking men that look like Greek and Roman gods. And as society starts to falter, you look at the artwork and they become whimsical little fairy-like men. And then society collapses. This, I believe, is all by design. I believe the left wants us to collapse. I was looking at a story that a Christian school in Vermont, this is Mid-Vermont Christian, forfeited a basketball game, a women's team, because the team they were going to play had a biological male playing for them. And the coach and the principal of that school said, look, it jeopardizes fairness for our girls to play against a team with a boy on it. And we all know that there are stark differences. I don't need to explain all of them to you. What happens next is even worse than a team having to forfeit and even that we're at a spot where men are playing. What happens next is the Vermont Principals Association votes 15-0 to bar this school, the Mid-Vermont Christian School, from partaking in any sports anymore because they violated their gender rights equality laws for athletic sports governing those bodies. 15-0. Where is common sense here? It is literally thrown out the window. Now, making matters worse, this entire process, it was unanimous, right? 15 people, unanimous, and no appeals process. So this school, these kids that work so hard in athletics, not just the girls team now, as I understand it, but every sport team at that university, or excuse me, that school, now they can't play sports anymore simply because they embrace and want fairness. These are the kind of things that I want to talk about today. I've got a guest about to come on, but before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. Folks, listen, patriotmobile.com, patriotmobile.com/Grant. Here's what I want you to do. Change your cell phone service now. Why are you with the big three cell phone companies when literally you can go with the only Christian conservative wireless provider out there today? That, of course, is Patriot Mobile. I made the switch. I am so happy I made the switch. The service is phenomenal, and even better, the customer service is fabulous. So you go to patriotmobile.com/Grant, use the promo code Grant, you get free activation, okay? Free activation, and they are donating to conservative causes, unlike the big three cell phone companies, which are supporting all the woke issues that you don't want supported. So go to patriotmobile.com/Grant, use promo code Grant, and they will hook you up. So, again, I tell you that this is a huge issue, this whole gender ideology. It is amazing to me that it is a $1 billion industry, which I want to talk with our guest about that. He's with the Christian Post. He's written a book called Exposing the Gender Lie. His name is Brandon Showalter, and I want to welcome him to the program. Brandon, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, excuse me. It's great having you on the program. I don't know. If it was 5 years ago, I would thought, you know, you're going to write a book on this. Nobody's going to read it. We don't need a book like that. This has changed so quickly, so fast. We need your book, don't we?
Well, I appreciate that. And I have to pay an homage to the writers who came before me. Ryan Anderson was very prophetic in his book. I think it was back in 2017, or 18 when he called When Harry Became Sally, and it was responding to the transgender movement. Abigail Schreier wrote a really important book, The Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters in 2020. And so their books go in much greater depth on this issue than the one. This is an ebook that I've co-authored with Dr. Jeff Myers, Exposing the Gender Lie, How to Protect Children and Teens from the Transgender Industry's False Ideology, which you can download now for free. It's a quick, succinct, but thorough read addressing the facets of this industry, and indeed it is an industry. We were very intentional how we phrased it as such, because there's an entire, you know, there are companies and people who stand to profit handsomely from sowing lies into the public mind, especially in vulnerable children's minds, about their bodies as male and female.
So I still have a hard time comprehending the fact that this could be such a big industry. Are there really that many children that are mutilating their bodies and the parents agreeing to this to change their sex? I mean, when I was a kid, what happened to a tomboy? That tomboy, would they have been, you know, had their breasts cut off? And next thing you know, they're acting as men. Most of those tomboys ended up being beautiful young women in high school and college and gone on to be not men.
Well, right. And nobody can become the opposite sex. That's the lie. I mean, we say exposing the gender lie because that's really at the root of it, is that somehow you can be born in the wrong body or that your sex can be changed. I hear your tomboy point a lot, actually, from, are you ready for this? Radical feminist left-wing lesbians who were tomboys, and they are horrified that today they know that many, as many girls are doing, can within 30 minutes via a telehealth consultation with Planned Parenthood obtain a controlled substance. They can get testosterone in half an hour. And so, yes, they are. I mean, I've actually seen a lesbian group with a campaign called Save the Tomboys. But if you're gender nonconforming or you're just uncomfortable in your body, and what girl or what adolescent isn't during puberty, it's not exactly a fun time. They are marketed this through various social media outlets and platforms that this is sort of the solution to their problems. And some of them are going through some very difficult mental health struggles. But all things gender are now seen as the fix.
Brandon, and we're talking with Brandon Showalter, who wrote the ebook Exposing the Gender Lie. Brandon, you said something very interesting here, and I don't want to gloss over it.
Yeah.
So Planned Parenthood is getting in this game now? I thought Planned Parenthood was the pro-abortion group, that we had to deal with them on that front. What is Planned Parenthood doing in the transgender game?
Well, I've since learned that they actually have been in on this longer than I even knew. I spoke with someone yesterday who told me that their pilot program for these cross-sex hormones started back in 2009. I haven't verified that, but it wouldn't surprise me. But yes, they have started being a leading provider of what is now euphemistically known as gender-affirming care. Always put that in air quotes. And so they've been, for young people who identify as the opposite sex or as transgender or genderqueer or non-binary and they want to go on hormones, they can easily access those. And you don't even need a diagnosis in a lot of states where the laws are changing very quickly. And it's kind of the wild, wild west here in America. And Planned Parenthood is ready to make money with this new provider. Abortions are down. But I'll tell you, I even know people who are very supportive of abortion rights, and they stopped donating to Planned Parenthood once they found out that they were in on this cross-sex hormone thing.
Do you think it's about money, because conservatives have been so successful defending life across this country that Planned Parenthood is getting shut down all over the place? Is this about money and making their vision go in a different direction?
I think money is for sure a factor. frankly, when you look at the history of what Margaret Sanger was all about, you know, it doesn't exactly surprise me to see that Planned Parenthood is in on this thing, this hormone treatment. I always put that in air quotes too, because I don't even like to call this medicine or treatment, because I feel like it dignifies it in a way that it doesn't deserve to be. But some of this is just ideological. Money is a factor, but I think it's just ideology as well. This desire to be, you know, in the good graces of the far left, and this is kind of their Planned Parenthood is sort of a leading institution.
All right.
I think there's a variety of factors contributing to it, but it just doesn't surprise me that Planned Parenthood is in on it.
I know you've investigated this issue, this industry, for a long time. Mm-hmm. What do you think is at the heart of this? So I do believe you have the masses that follow the radical leader saying, oh, this is just about the rights and we've got to embrace the feelings and all these things. I believe the masses probably are well-intentioned, even though wildly misguided. I also believe there's a nefarious purpose behind this that maybe the leaders aren't telling the masses. Would you agree? And what might that be?
I think that there is a nefarious purpose. And as a Christian, I, you know, mindful of the words of Jesus who said that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And so, yes, there's an ideological current that runs through the institutions that are pushing this ferociously. But my friend Jennifer Billick is an investigative journalist, and I always want to give her a shout out because she, better than anyone, has a yeoman's job of exposing the revenue streams, the money trails. Think about it for a moment. And you, this people like to say, oh, that's just tinfoil hat conspiracy. But hear me out. If you can convince a whole swath of a generation in increasing numbers that somehow they were born in the wrong body, and in order to fix this problem, they need to go on this experimental medicalization, it behooves us to follow the money. And so if you can get a child on blockers, these are very expensive drugs, experimental drugs, a subcutaneous implant to block your puberty, a Histrelin or whatever you put into your arm, Suprelin, or the Lupron or what, or Triptorelin, whatever drug you use and you're on it for a few years, and then you follow it on with cross-sex hormones, and then maybe you need a surgery which is going to physically alter your body and not going to function like your body was designed to function. There's a lot of money to be made here. And so we just need to ask these questions. And there are medical companies, pharmaceutical companies, biotech, that's going to profit off of getting people to believe a lie that they somehow need to do this to their bodies in order to fix their problems. Thousands upon thousands. If you get thousands of children on these drugs, you're going to make millions of dollars just on the blockers alone. So I think that that is a very nefarious purpose, because if you can, you know, I mean, it's a con job. If you convince people that their bodies are somehow wrong and that they need these drugs to fix it, well, who's making money off this? Let's ask these questions. But aside from the money-making part, I do think that, I can't ignore this as a Christian, I think that this, just sort of zoom out picture here, it's that the enemy of our souls, when you think of Ephesians 6 and spiritual warfare, devil always wages war on the human body as male and female because it showcases God's image. We're made male and female in God's image. The enemy of our souls is not. And so the warfare there, I can't ignore that. And I think that's the spiritual evil that's at the root of this as well.
Well, there is a war on religion in this country. There's certainly a war on God. And I think when they, I've said we're under a satanic attack. And I would believe this is one of the battles that Satan is waging against us. And I know the left's going to look at me like I'm absolutely nuts, yeah, but I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because I sometimes get phone calls from very left-wing atheists when their daughters, for example, get in touch with Planned Parenthood and they get testosterone, and they ask me to pray. And they tell me even things that they think they believe in demons now because of the evil that erupts in their family. It's like a bomb that goes off. It's like, you know, a parasite that invades their home. They don't have the categories to even deal with it, but this fundamentally shakes them up about how they think about good and evil. And yes, I mean, the way transgender activists train your kids to hurl vile obscenities at you if you don't go along, or they threaten suicide. No parent wants to see their child die, and so they just get so scared, and it just upends everything that they thought they knew and could trust.
Yeah. There's another side to this, too, and I want to ask you about this, and that's about the ultimate vision for them as a society. But before I do that, you talk about the chaos we're under. Even this falls into the idea of chaos in society. We look at what's happening with the banks now. You got failures of some of these regional banks. The question then becomes, is your money safe? I would argue put your money into gold, at least some of it. You know, 10 to 20%, I think, is a legitimate number to put into gold. It's stood the test of time as one of the oldest ways to hedge your bets against inflation, against chaos, against market crashes. Gold is the place to be. My friends over at Midas Gold Group can help you put some of your money, a 401k, IRA, whatever it might be, into precious metals. MidasGoldGroup.com. MidasGoldGroup.com is the way to contact them. Or you can call them at 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. Again, they're veteran-owned. I would tell my parents to invest with the guys at Midas Gold Group. That's how much I trust them, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, our guest is Brandon Showalter. He co-wrote the book Exposing the Gender Lie. Brandon, I told you I wanted to ask you about the greater view of society or future of society if we go down this transgender craze, transgender mania. I said in the beginning of the program, and this is one of my theories for a long time, is that the left ultimately wants chaos. If they want to break our capitalist system down, if they want to make our representative democracy system down and build it back up in whatever vision they may have, which I believe is a socialist slash communist form of government, that they need to destroy society as we know it. And to do that, you take men out of society and you androgenize society. And I think at the ultimate nefarious levels of all of this is the left, the leaders, trying to remove men from society. What do you think of that philosophy?
Well, I do think that this is destructive to men and women alike. And I think we are, it's a strange thing because gender dysphoria with the transgender issue, gender confusion as we used to know it, according to the, you know, approximately 100 years of clinical diagnostic history, used to affect almost exclusively young boys. But today what we are seeing is the predominant demographic is teenage girls, young women. And so the blurring of the sexes, it does destabilize society. I think it's destructive whether you're male or a female. It's been interesting because there are, and I thank God for them, men who are standing up and resisting this in Texas and in other places. I mean, there are fathers out there fighting, but I have to tip my hat because a lot of the people that have been most helpful to me are women who are seeing just how destructive this is to women, because the numbers indicate that, again, the primary demographic who's been affected by this, especially on the medical front, are teenage girls and young girls increasingly. Of course, I have great compassion for the boys. I've gotten phone calls from parents who their boys are ensnared in this too. I think just the general breakdown of biological sex, the industry that is trying to eradicate and abolish sex, which again is physically impossible and it's an outrageous goal they have, but that doesn't stop them from trying. And so I do think there are nefarious forces to try and destabilize society through this madness. Yes.
All right. We're talking about the transgender craze that is just infusing itself throughout America. Your book calls it a medical and social scandal. What do you mean by that?
I say this a lot. Transgenderism is many things, but one of the things that it primarily is a medical scandal. And I think it's helpful to understand it that way because people like to relate it to a lot of other things, and there may be some connections. But when you are administering medicalization, you know, treatments, again, I don't even like to call this medicine or treatments because that dignifies it in a way that it doesn't deserve. But when you're putting a child, pumping them full of untested hormonal agents in pursuit of a physical impossibility, that of becoming the opposite sex, all that is going to be to result is untold horrific medical harm. You're very likely to be sterile if you combine the blockers with the cross-sex hormones. Cardiovascular disease, cerebrovascular disease, liver problems, kidney complications, your bones will become brittle. Your fertility will collapse. Your lifespan will shorten. I mean, this is not at all good sound medicine. This is not ethical whatsoever. And we are subjecting countless children to it, and many of whom are on the autism spectrum. They're suffering from other mental health struggles and ailments. When I fell down this rabbit hole, Grant, several years ago, I could hardly believe what I was seeing. And it took me a couple months to just realize that, oh, it is as bad as it looks and probably worse. Yeah. And then they haven't even gotten to the surgery. I mean, since when did it become medically ethical to physically remove a physically healthy body healthy body part? That's just unconscionable. Everybody asks me, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath and first do no harm? And I say it's gone the way of the dodo bird.
Isn't that the truth? Especially when it comes to kids. So as a conservative, I've got a libertarian streak, but only on the good ideas. I always say about libertarians, their good ideas are really good, their bad ideas are really bad. So I've got a libertarian streak on some of the good ideas, but I'm a conservative in general. I like government out of the way. But I like to protect children because children are not old enough to make their own decisions. Parents should know this. My kid wasn't even allowed to decide what sports he's playing. No, you're trying baseball. You're trying football. You're trying these things. You're not going to tell me you don't like it until you go. Because they just say, he would say, I'd rather play video games if that was the case. And lo and behold, he ends up loving basketball and football and is now playing through junior high and hopefully to go on in high school and do these things. But if he had his way when he was seven, I mean, he never would have been doing any of these things. So if I make decisions for my son when it comes to what sport he's playing at 7, 8, 9 years old, parents are letting their kids make decisions for themselves about what sex they're going to be. Kids are not capable of this. Now, I will say this. If you're an adult and society looks as an adult of typically over 18, certainly over age 21, if you're an adult and you want to go do this to your body, well, go ahead, have at it. I can make the arguments of why you shouldn't. I'll make the religious argument why you shouldn't, the physical argument, the medical reason, as you just laid out, why you shouldn't. But if you're an adult, go have at it. But the children makes me, as we have this discussion, I become physically ill. My stomach churns as we discuss this about the children, Brandon.
Yeah. No, I know. And I think that's how most people react, because they have a primal instinct to protect children. And I think it's especially egregious when I see these disfigured bodies in my inbox, and I see, you know, very young girls with, you know, gashes slashed across their midsection because they've had their breasts removed when they are 13, 14, and 15. It has sent me into apoplexy. It's not normal to cut your body parts off. It's just not. I would, however, while I think a lot of people sort of have your same impulse about let adults do what they want, I understand that, but look, I think we also have to care about good medical ethics, and that this isn't okay to do even to adults. If this is not an ethical practice, we need to ask those questions. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that as all this legislation is being proposed in various states to restrict it for minors, which, you know, I think that's a good thing to protect children, the industry is still targeting young adults who are often mentally struggling. I mean, there's no psychological evaluations for people to go through. I said earlier, you can go to Planned Parenthood and get this medicalization in 30 minutes via telehealth call. Well, we shouldn't allow this industry to victimize anyone. We know just from the neuroscience that the human brain lobes don't stop developing until your mid-20s. Yeah. So how can we possibly think that, well, if they're just adults, they can do what they want to do? I think we need to prioritize good medical ethics.
Look, they're just following the tried and true, well-played out rule that you target kids when it comes to vices. I mean, the cigarette manufacturers targeted kids, alcohol targets kids, gambling targets kids, you name it. They want to get them at a young age, and they want to slowly indoctrinate them into their way of thinking. You know, you mentioned the law, and we're talking to Brandon Showalter, who wrote the book, co-wrote the book, Exposing the Gender Lie. Brandon, you mentioned laws. It's not just about enabling kids to do this. California has a gender identity sanctuary law that says any kid from out of state can come and have a gender transition surgery without parents' consent. So literally promoting runaway behavior and then come and have a surgical procedure without your parents' permission. This is state law in California. They've gone off the deep end.
That law that has been passed, and there are other states considering similar legislation, amends the family court system in that state, the child custody, you know, protections that would, if, you know, young children or, you know, minors, but even parents who support their children transitioning, if you will, that live in states where, like Arkansas or Florida or Alabama, where they have prohibited it in various ways. Those laws are being adjudicated in the courts now still, but the blue states are responding and saying, oh no, we'll change our laws to sort of trump. It's like, if there's a family court custody dispute, like the California court, even if you don't live there, will trump what your home jurisdiction will say. And yes, you go get hormones or surgical. I mean, it's just breathtaking what they're doing.
Think about what they're saying. They're saying you don't need your parents' permission, which means the parents probably weren't giving permission in Texas or Arkansas. So they're literally saying, okay, 14-year-old, just run away from your parents. Could you imagine the danger you're putting kids in just on the sheer fact of making the trek to California on their own, a 14-year-old? How in the world are they going to get there without their parents' permission? I mean, literally what they're condoning is crazy. Now, there's another side to this, too. And I do understand that there are probably kids that struggle with this stuff. I'll call it a mental disorder, whatever it is. They're struggling. They believe this. Maybe they've been indoctrinated. Maybe it's peer pressure. Maybe they think it's fashionable and cool. And by the way, I do think that's part of this. They've made it kind of fashionable to go down this road. How do we treat those kids? Because I don't want to be mean to them. I don't want to call them names or say you're crazy. How do we treat them compassionately without cutting their breasts off?
I think the way you treat them compassionately is to first understand what's going on. And I would agree that this has been marketed to them. It is a craze. It is a social contagion. It's become a fad, a cool thing to be. That's why you see the increasing numbers of those who identify among the LGBTQ plus whatever it is now, however many letters. But for those who are genuinely struggling with this, what I call gender dysphoria, as a psychiatric comorbidity, you treat the underlying issues. I have never met a single person, Grant, and I don't think one exists, this is just my opinion, that only has gender confusion. There's always a cluster of other mental health problems going on, or other social, you know, factors in their family or in their school, perhaps abuse and trauma in the past. Let's dig around and find the real source of the problem, because the research bears out that, you know, if you treat those other underlying issues, the gender confusion almost always resolves on its own. Yeah. And so, you know, there are good counselors out there. They can be hard to find. I had someone tell me that trying to find a counselor that doesn't affirm this gender dogma was like trying to find a kidney on the black market, but they're out there. You know, really dig deep and explore, but don't ever accept the lie that somehow the sex of your body is wrong. Yeah. It's not. It's a material fact and you can't change it, period. But walk people through their process and be gracious. I wouldn't want to make fun of it either. And it's not for those who have experienced that kind of thing. It's a torturous nightmare and I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hear the horror stories out there. We see the horror stories, but the mainstream media doesn't play those stories. I'll ask you about the media and then also how this industry, this ideology twists language. You talk about that in the book as well. So let me ask you about that. But first, folks, when you talk about radical left, when you talk about tyranny, when you talk about crime that's out of control, how do you defend yourself? Do you have the tools necessary to defend yourself? That's why I want you to go to PMArmory.com, PMArmory.com. My friends over at Pickett's Mill Armory are making unbelievable both tactical and hunting rifles, 100% American-made components. This is a veteran company, okay? And when you get these guns, they will come right out of the box with high-quality barrels, superior triggers, other options you can choose, and they're not going to break the bank. PMArmory.com. This is what I really love about these firearms is that it is a premium rifle with American-made parts, but it's not going to break the bank with that premium price tag that you get with so many of these rifles. And they're not turning out thousands. These are really, really made with care. So please go to Pickett's Mill Armory, PMArmory.com, PMArmory.com, and tell them that Grant sent you. And I love these guys. I really do. All right, Brandon Showalter is our guest. He wrote the book Exposing the Gender Lie, co-wrote it. Brandon, I asked you about how this ideology twists language. Explain that to me.
It's a feature, not a bug, of transgender ideology. If you can overtake our very means of communication, you can overtake anything. And you can make, if they can make you believe that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, they've completely smashed your ability to process reality. And so that's why we at the Christian Post, my publication, will not use these pronouns of someone who, if they say they're a man and they want to be referred to as she, we won't capitulate to that. We don't even use the phrase transgender woman. That's not a physical possibility. There's no such thing as that.
And you know what's so funny is I get so confused, you know, because obviously I'm doing this on Real America's Voice and the podcast and the radio show, and I've got to explain. I said, okay, transgender man, then was that a woman who became a man, or is a transgender man a man who became a woman? And then I get so confused, my head's spinning, and I'm like, how do we get to this point?
The confusion is the point. They keep everybody confused and tied up in knots. Meanwhile, they further their aims. And so we've got a whole chapter explaining how this is precisely what they do, and that's to gaslight us into believing lies and material falsehoods. And so if they can get you to believe all of these absurdities, well, then they continue to confuse you. And then they play upon your emotions like, well, you just don't care about these poor, distressed people. It's like, no, we want to live in reality. There's a quote that I think it's the best one that I've seen to date from March of 2020 by an atheist evolutionary biologist by the name of Colin Wright. I've never heard it put better. And he is one of the few that's like saying, look, I'm not a religious person. I'm an atheist. I'm an evolutionary biologist, but I care about the material reality of biological sex. And he says, the reason that I care so much about this is that if we lose this, we've lost our last collective tether to reality. That's a big deal. And I think it's perfectly put, because we simply cannot afford to lose that, because that's what unites us all. If this tie is ruptured, this is about the medical scandal, and it's a terrible medical scandal, and that's eminently newsworthy enough. But what is so insane about this gender ideology is that it completely ruptures how we process truth. Yeah. We won't be able to have a common framework within which to discuss and exchange ideas if this wins the day. And that's why we're as bold as we are at the Christian Post.
Well, look, when you look at what's happened with society today, left versus right, Democrats, those on the left, liberals, completely refuse to see facts anymore. They don't want to look at factual science. We cannot agree on truth anymore, which is very, very sad. And just the sheer fact that if you got junk between your legs, you're a man. And if you don't, you're a woman. Just that sheer scientific fact, they will not agree to. And it's all about distorting reality and distorting the truth. And in the end, to take them down the direction they want to bring this country. Lastly, I want to ask you, though, because all of this is really important to parents. I know parents who are really good parents, moms, dads, and they'll tell me, my kid says she's this, or my kid thinks he's gay, or this, you know, and I'm like, where are these kids getting this from? Because it certainly isn't from the parents. And I mean it when I tell you, good parents that are there in their kids' lives. What do you tell those parents?
Get your kids off tech. I would say that social media is poison for your children. You need to watch that like a hawk. You need to watch what media programming that they're consuming, because this is even in Blue's Clues, the cartoon show for 3 to 5 year olds. They've inserted this ideology. There was a baby beaver with mastectomy scars in a pride parade in Blue's Clues not so long ago. That's how insane this is. They're getting this at school. They're getting this on their phones. They're getting this in popular media programming. This is everywhere. There's nowhere to escape. This ideology is everywhere where there's Wi-Fi. So you need to sever every possible influence from this and figure out ways to, create a life for your children where they can be a part of this poison. But it's not an easy thing. And just on one final note, I'll just say, I think when we're going to see the parents who are rising up increasingly at school boards and fighting this, and there are parents who are, raising their voices more, the family fracture that this ideology causes is enormous. And if people are interested in hearing more from families who have been ruptured by this, and I've lost count how many I've heard from, they need to go see a documentary that I was a part of called Dead Name, and they'll see a human face on the suffering, and they can go see that at deadnamedocumentary.com.
Deadnamedocumentary.com. Okay. What's interesting, because though your advice is certainly sound and spot on, I take a little different approach. I'm a realist, and I want to prepare my son in every way, shape, or form for real life. And I think, sadly, removing him from real life is not always the best answer. I love the idea of homeschooling, but oftentimes you're not going to face what you're going to face when you get in the real world. You're not homeschooled when you become an adult. You got to go work in the corporate workforce. How do you deal with these things? My son goes to the Dallas Independent School District. Thankfully, it's not crazy woke liberal, but I am up in his grill all the time. I'm constantly looking at what he's reading. I had an issue with my son's, one of the books he was reading in like sixth grade, and it was anti-cop, very anti-cop. And I went to the principal. The teacher says, well, he can read a different book. I said, no. I said, let him read this book with the class, but I'm going to go through this book when he comes home from school, and I'm going to give him the other answer to all of their questions. And I had him make notes during school, and then we go through the other side of it. Because he needs to be prepared to face these thugs, these evildoers. And that's what they are, these infectors of the mind. I believe he needs to be prepared to face that all the way down to going to an inner city school. I could send him to a lily white private school and not have to face a lot of the issues that he faces, when it comes to inner city problems. But my kid will be street smart. And I've got to make sure he also has the book smarts as well. But I do not want to isolate him. Now, with that said, I've taken him off of TikTok. I've taken him off of Instagram because I saw him chasing likes. No kid should be chasing likes. He has access to YouTube. I've got limits on it. I check it all the time because you can beat the limits. And let's face it, he's going to have his friend's phone at school, and they're going to be able to look at things where parents aren't involved. Which brings me back to, you've got to stay involved in your kid's life and talk to them about everything, because you will never be able to shield them from life once they are out of the nest.
That's really good advice. I don't disagree with that at all. I think you need to teach your kids how to think critically and confront ideas. I think what is particularly insidious about gender ideology, though, is that when this is being sown into very young minds, we're talking kindergarten, elementary school, that's when their cognitive sort of reality testing skills are still being developed. And if you're teaching children that young that they can pick their biological sex, my antenna, like, no, you need to get rid of that and, you know, 86 that as fast as you possibly can, because that is just, that's psychological abuse of children. And I don't have any patience for that.
Amen to that. Brandon Showalter, great book, Exposing the Gender Lie, co-written by you. Tell me where people can get it. I know you can download it. It's an ebook. So where can people find you?
You can go on the Christian Post, and you can download the ebook for free. ChristianPost.com/ebook/gender-lie. And if you're in Dallas next week on the 23rd, Thursday, the Christian Post will be presenting an event called Unmasking Gender Ideology, Confronting Transgenderism and Protecting Children. You can get your tickets at ChristianPost.com/events.
Awesome. That'll be at First Baptist, right, with Dr. Jeffers, who's a great guy. Know him well here in Dallas, where we broadcast from. Brandon Showalter, I so appreciate you tackling this issue. The Christian Post is a great outlet as well. And thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Grant. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great conversation. Folks, it's an important one. And literally, I know it makes me physically ill to talk about this at times. But look, if we're not talking about it, we're not learning. And if we're not learning, they will get to our kids. It's up to us to have the knowledge to protect the children. Okay? Bottom line. Lastly, don't forget about my friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Grant. MyPillow.com/Grant. Promo code Grant. 2-for-1 deal on the MyPillow. He sent me one. Okay. I'm going to admit I got it for free. Thank you, Mike Lindell, because it's awesome. Make it up to him by you guys going and getting this 2-for-1 deal. So MyPillow.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant and up to 66% off on other items as well there at MyPillow.com. Don't forget as well, please share this podcast. Spread it far and wide. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, GrantStinchfield.com. Like the video if you're watching it. Give us a review if you're listening on Apple or Spotify or any of the other outlets. Stinchfield's Army merchandise on GrantStinchfield.com. I think I've sold enough stuff as it is. The biggest thanks of all, though, goes to all of you for listening and watching. Stinchfield's Army rolls, folks. We'll see you back here soon.